This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 4th through August 10th, 2007. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with Israeli Premier Ehud Olmert in the West Bank city of Jericho this week. While the Israeli army continued to attack Palestinians, killing 8 in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with nonviolent action in the West Bank cities of Ramallah and Bethlehem against the wall and settlements. About 100 Palestinian villagers, joined by international and Israeli peace activists on Friday morning, marched to the site of land scheduled for annexation for the purposes of the illegal wall, located in the village of Salamona, south of the central West Bank city of Bethlehem. Protesters carried placards condemning Israeli land annexation and commemorating the victims of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki massacres. As protesters arrived on the location of the wall, soldiers attacked them with batons and rifle butts. While no injuries were reported, one Israeli peace activist was kidnapped and taken to an unknown location. One of the organizers of the event, Sami Awad, the director of the Holy Land Trust, a Palestinian NGO that promotes nonviolent resistance, told IMEMC that soldiers verbally abused demonstrators, shouting that this was Israeli and Jewish land.
We are here to protest the building of the wall, and we were confronted by dozens of Israeli soldiers. They are physically attacking as well as verbally attacking all the protesters. They have been extremely violent and treating us in a very inhumane way. What the soldiers are telling us, the Israeli soldiers are telling us, is that this is their land, this land is for Jews only, and nobody else is supposed to be on it. And as for another meaning, this means ethnic cleansing.
The protest moved on Friday midday to Al-Walaja village. When the protesters arrived at the village, Friday prayers were held on the land scheduled for confiscation, and the Israeli army did not intervene in the subsequent demonstration. The protest ended peacefully with activists promising to return the following week. Residents of the West Bank village of Bilayin, along with Israeli and international peace activists, on Friday conducted their weekly nonviolent demonstration against the illegal annexation of village land for the construction of the illegal Israeli wall. Demonstrators attempted to march on to the site of the wall's construction, but were met with an Israeli barrier and showered with sound bombs, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. 8 were injured in the Israeli attack, including 2 internationals, 2 paramedics, and 5 children. 2 internationals and 3 Palestinians were also arrested. In addition to attacks and kidnappings, the vehicle of an Al Jazeera camera crew was also damaged by Israeli soldiers. In political developments this week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with Israeli Premier Ehud Olmert in the West Bank city of Jericho on Monday. Elsewhere, reports of renewed dialogue between Fatah and Hamas have been rejected by high-ranking Fatah officials. IMEMC's Kate Orwell has more.
Israeli Premier Ehud Olmert on Monday met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the Palestinian city of Jericho to discuss a broad vision of the future outline of a Palestinian state. After the meeting, Olmert expressed hope that negotiations over the actual shape of your future state would commence soon, while Abbas on Tuesday declared that Palestinian life would improve as a direct consequence of the talks. Palestinian officials stated that Olmert assured Israel would commence with the removal of a number of checkpoints and roadblocks that currently litter the West Bank and seriously impede freedom of movement for residents of the region. At the meeting, Abbas is thought to have pressed for the release of further Palestinian prisoners, reportedly including the Sinai Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti. No Israeli statement on this issue has, however, been forthcoming. Israeli media reported this week that Olmert is to consider a land swap deal as part of future peace negotiations. The deal would see the Israeli state transfer lands equivalent to 100% of the territories occupied in 1967 in exchange for Israeli settlement blocks amounting to 5% of the West Bank's total area. The new proposal was presented to Olmert by Israeli President Shimon Peres and reportedly includes a timetable for final status negotiations. While Olmert's office denied any knowledge of the existence of such a proposal, the report was later confirmed by aides close to Israeli President Peres. In spite of the recent round of renewed negotiations, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak on Friday dismissed the possibility of an imminent peace deal with the Palestinian people as a fantasy, stating that Israel would not withdraw from the West Bank until rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip ended, a process that in Barak's view would take 3 to 5 years. Barak stated that despite Olmert's pledge, he would refuse to approve the removal of West Bank roadblocks, adding that the key to a peaceful settlement lay not with Israeli measures, but with the capability of Palestinian President Abbas and Prime Minister Salam Fayyad to successfully implement their plans for the future of the Palestinian territories. In related news, the majority of resistant fighters with links to the Fatah movement in the West Bank have disarmed in the hope of aiding a political solution, according to a senior Palestinian security official. The statement comes 1 month after Israel announced an amnesty offer to members of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, promising that they would be removed from Israel's so-called wanted list if they surrendered their weapons to the Palestinian Authority and pledged to renounce violence. According to the official, approximately 300 members of the Al-Aqsa Brigades have taken up Israel's offer so far. In other news, the Hamas movement has claimed that secret talks with their Fatah rivals have resumed. Dr. Ahmad Youssef, advisor to deposed Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who was still acting as the Prime Minister of the government in Gaza, stated that talks have resumed with the mediation of independent figures. Speaking to the Palestinian Media Network, Youssef stated that Palestinian factions, in addition to Arab representatives, are making efforts to bridge the gap between Hamas and Fatah, adding that these talks aim to re-establish some degree of Palestinian unity between the two factions and between the Gaza Strip and West Bank. The Fatah movement, for its part, was quick to dismiss such reports, with Nabil Amro, media advisor to President Abbas, not only denying reports of renewed negotiations, but stating that Hamas must relinquish control over Gaza before the Fatah movement would renew talks. Likewise, President Abbas on Wednesday branded Hamas's seizure of the Gaza Strip as damaging to the dream of a future Palestinian state and reiterated his refusal to launch negotiations with the group. Speaking at a press conference after a meeting with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, Abbas accused the Hamas movement of indirectly aiding the enemies of Palestine and its people, suggesting that their takeover of the Gaza Strip gave fuel to those who reject the concept of a sovereign Palestinian state. Abbas also reiterated his refusal to open negotiations, stating that the actions of Hamas in the Gaza Strip must be reversed before dialogue can be renewed. While both Abbas and the Israeli administration seem determined to exclude Hamas from the political process, Yossi Beilin, former Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel, stated on Thursday that Israel must reach an agreement with Hamas if a lasting peace is to be achieved, adding that any talks should focus on the cessation of Qassam rocket fire in exchange for the opening of border crossings and the removal of restrictions on the import and export of various goods to and from the Gaza region. For IMEMC.org, this is Kate Orwell.
During the week, the Israeli army conducted at least 29 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those invasions, Israeli troops killed 2 Palestinians and kidnapped 49 others, including a child. Thus, the number of Palestinians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year has mounted to 1,702. IMEMC's John Smith has more.
One Palestinian was killed and at least 9 others injured near Yaffa Gate in the Old City of Jerusalem on Friday afternoon. The dead man is yet to be identified and Israeli authorities have closed off the area. Israeli sources have claimed that the man was killed after trying to steal a weapon from a security guard in Jerusalem's Old City. Palestinian medical sources in Ramallah, in the northern part of the West Bank, reported on Monday that one youth died of wounds sustained 3 days ago when Israeli soldiers stationed at a roadblock near the city fired several rounds of live ammunition at him. Eyewitness reported that the youth was stopped at a roadblock, soon after which Israeli soldiers opened fire at point-blank range. An Israeli military court on Thursday released a soldier involved in last week's kidnapping and shooting rampage in the South Hebron Hills. The company of the soldier in question stands accused of illegally accosting and binding an innocent taxi driver and of shooting and seriously wounding a Palestinian bystander. The soldier was allowed to return to his unit while a military inquiry reviews the case. The officer of the unit has been remanded in custody for a further 5 days. The Israeli Jerusalem municipality and police demolished a Palestinian home located in the Wadi al-Juzay neighbourhood in Jerusalem on Wednesday. The house, which was under construction, belonged to Abdullah al-Jabi. The municipality said that the house was built without documents, documents that have never been issued to those Palestinians living in the occupied city since 1967. There are approximately 5 illegal Jewish settlement posts around the city of Jerusalem that are deemed by the Israeli government as illegal. These posts have never been demolished and receive round-the-clock protection from the Israeli military. In other news, Israeli settlers set fire to the Al-Qa'il Mosque in the Old City of Hebron on Tuesday night. The Al-Qa'il and Al-Hezbollah mosques have been closed by the Israeli authorities since a massacre at the Ibrahimic Mosque in 1994 in order to expand the Ibrahim Abino settlement and the Jewish neighbourhood in the area. Earlier this week, Israeli settlers reportedly attacked and set fire to a mosque in the city centre. For IMEMC.org, this is John Smith.
The Israeli military this week continued to attack the Gaza Strip, killing 6 in different airstrikes and border shootings. IMEMC's Bill McGrath has more.
One Palestinian civilian was shot and killed by the Israeli army near the Kitzofim crossing, located near the central Gaza Strip at the borders with Israel, on Thursday afternoon. Palestinian medical sources reported that the man suffered from learning difficulties. Witnesses stated that the victim approached the gate of the crossing, at which point Israeli troops stationed at a nearby military post opened fire and killed him. In other news, Israeli troops killed two members of the Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, during a gun battle east of Gaza City on Wednesday morning, medical sources reported. Palestinian sources later identified the two men as Fadi Iraik, 23, and Mohammed Batniji, 19. According to local residents, both men were members of the Qassam Brigades. Elsewhere in the Gaza Strip, a member of the executive force, the Hamas-affiliated security body, was killed by Israeli army fire near the Eretz crossing, located at the northern borders between the Gaza Strip and Israel, on Wednesday afternoon. Palestinian medical sources identified the victim as Akram Abu Asha, 22. Eyewitnesses stated that the executive force members were helping Palestinians enter the Gaza Strip from the crossing and managing traffic when Israeli tanks stationed at a nearby army post opened fire at the officers, killing Abu Asha immediately. The Israeli army carried out an extrajudicial assassination attempt in the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah on Saturday night. The attack killed two Palestinian civilians and wounded 12 others, including a child, and three members of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad. For IMEMC.org, this is Bill McGrath.
The last batch of 6,000 stranded Palestinians crossed back into Gaza on Thursday after having been stranded at the Egyptian side of the Gaza-Egypt border, since Israel ordered the closure of the Rafah terminal on June 10th. The closure of the Rafah crossing terminal was justified by the Hamas takeover of the Gaza Strip in mid-June, Israel claimed. For more than 2 months, suffering, pressure, and frustration have mounted amongst those stranded. Approximately 28 have died, and hundreds of others have suffered acutely in need of medical attention. Among those stranded were students and visitors who had made their way back to Gaza but were unable to cross. Arab and international bodies have called for the reopening of the Rafah terminal, yet Israel has repeatedly refused, citing Hamas's rise to power in the Gaza Strip as justification for this illegal act. Israel still rejects the Hamas victory in 2006's legislative elections that brought the Islamist group to power. To deal with the humanitarian crisis on the border, Egyptian authorities provided the needed assistance to the stranded Palestinians and facilitated their return to Gaza through a commercial crossing between Israel and Egypt called Al-Oja. The alternative crossing was agreed upon by the Palestinian Authority. We are joined now by our correspondent Rami Al-Maghari, who has been stuck at the border.
The situation as in Rafah, on the Egyptian-Palestinian borders, has been so very terrible situation, as some thousands of Palestinians have been stranded on the Egyptian side of the border since mid-June, after Israel has closed the Rafah terminal, crossing terminal, which is the outlet, the sole outlet for the outside world of the Palestinian population in the Gaza Strip. Amongst the many people stranded right there in Rafah, there have been hundreds of patients and sick people. The humanitarian crisis that started with the Israeli closure of the border in June, in mid-June, has been aggravating, and pressure, frustration, depression has been mounting amongst the stranded people. There is another facet of the humanitarian crisis on the Egyptian side of the border, which is the people that have been doing sort of trade in Egypt in order to earn their living in Gaza. These people, a lot of them have been denied access. This has created a sort of financial crisis for them, as I am an eyewitness to the situation, as myself has been stranded along with my wife, who has finished a treatment in a Cairo hospital. Let me finalize by saying the crisis of the crossing, the Rafah terminal crossing, has nothing to do with politics, as the crossing has been frequently closed by the Israeli authorities for alleged reasons, mainly security reasons. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Civil unrest continued throughout the Palestinian territories this week, with an attack against a Hamas member in Nablus and the arrest of a doctor in Gaza City. IMEMC's Jane Sahori has more.
A Palestinian court in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Thursday ordered the release of Yasser Abid al-Majid, a Hamas member, due to a lack of evidence. Despite this, local security forces loyal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas or Fatah refused to release the man. Abid al-Majid and 12 others were arrested by Palestinian security forces in Bethlehem after being accused of attempting to form an executive force division in the city. The Attorney General of Bethlehem also refused on Thursday to attend a hearing scheduled for a further two members of Hamas. The Attorney General apparently feared that the court would also order their release. For this reason, the judge had no option but to postpone this hearing until next Sunday. The Hamas-affiliated executive force on Thursday arrested Dr. Joma Al-Sakha, the director of the Public Relations Office at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Islam Shahwan, spokesperson for the executive force, stated that the man was arrested on account of criminal charges rather than political reasons. Workers at Al-Shifa Hospital had accused the executive force of assaulting them based on decisions made by the deposed Palestinian government headed by Hamas. Shahwan stated that his force did not assault anyone at the hospital and that the executive force will continue to enforce law and order in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian sources reported that Palestinian security forces in the West Bank have transferred one Hamas prisoner to an Israeli hospital inside the Green Line. The transfer was completed after the man's health deteriorated due to repeated interrogation and torture. The man currently lies in a critical condition. In Nablus City, Hamas member Aouni al-Obwa, 31, was shot by unknown gunmen on Monday night and sustained critical wounds to his stomach. Aouni was walking with his wife while a number of gunmen drove past in a car and opened fire at him. Aouni was transferred to local hospital in Nablus for medical treatment. For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Sahori.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is David Johnson and Hassan Benoura.